Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. We thank you for being with us. Coming up 1 hour from now, Jamie Erdahl is going to join us, sideline reporter for the SEC on CBS. She does such a good job with the interviews, players and coaches around the SEC. She'll help be on the call for the SEC title game coming up on Saturday. Georgia and Alabama, so much is on the line. Jamie's going to join us 1 hour from now. This hour here on the show, we are stunned to announce in 20 minutes, in 40 minutes, we may have the coolest fat finger story ever. You know when you're texting or you're on your phone, or maybe you're typing something on the computer and one of your fingers hits the wrong button or two buttons when you wanted it to hit one and you fat finger it? Well, a young high school team fat fingered a phone number and it led to a FaceTime with the Buccaneers locker room. Awesome story coming your way in 40 minutes. But let's start with last night's college football playoff rankings. Number one, Georgia, unsurprisingly. Number two, Michigan, unsurprisingly, swapping in for where Ohio State was. Alabama staying at three, Cincy staying at four. Oklahoma State, by virtue of beating Oklahoma in Bedlam, moved up from seven to five. Notre Dame stayed put at six. Ohio State drops to seven. The teams in the running right now are your no loss or one loss teams. Georgia, Michigan, Bama, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. Out of those six, four getting in. And yes, there's always the outside shot that Houston beats Cincinnati in the American, Baylor beats Oklahoma State in the Big 12, Iowa beats Michigan in the Big 10, and then you have to put in a two-loss team. But let's face it, that's not happening. All three of those favorites should win. All three should. I think out of those three favorites in the conference championship games, the most vulnerable is Oklahoma State because their opponent is the best opponent. Baylor's really good. Baylor's a top 10 team. Baylor's number nine of the country. And I don't know how much actually really separates Oklahoma State and Baylor. Now, frankly, my prediction, I think all the favorites win this weekend.
I think Georgia wins, Michigan wins, Cincinnati wins, Oklahoma State wins, and those are your final four. I think that's the way it's going to go. I think by virtue of beating Alabama, Georgia's going to be in, Bama's going to be out, and I think by virtue of winning the American, Cincinnati's going to be in, Oklahoma State's going to win the Big 12, they're going to be in, leaving Notre Dame out. And I think Michigan is going to make short work of Iowa. So I really don't think, I know people are wondering, crazy football season, could we have topsy-turvy chaos in the championship game? I don't see that this Saturday. I really don't. And like I said, if Baylor beats Oklahoma State, I think it's pretty clean. They put Notre Dame in. Now, last night, they didn't punish Notre Dame for losing Brian Kelly. I think they could after this weekend. But again, I don't think there's going to be an either or. I don't think they're going to say two-loss Baylor or one-loss Notre Dame without Brian Kelly. I think they put in one-loss Notre Dame. I do. I really do. Now, Baylor would have the benefit of getting a win against a number five opponent. They'd have a conference championship. That obviously counts, but I think the committee looks at what Notre Dame did over the course of the season and says that's a better team than Baylor with two losses. I do. But we'll see. My biggest problem last night, and I don't think Michigan's going to have a problem beating Iowa, and I don't think Georgia's going to have a problem beating Alabama. And I say that because Alabama's effort throughout the season in close losses has been worrisome. But the one thing you could always count on was that Bama, when the chips were down late in a season, would play its very best football. And traditionally speaking, Saturday's Iron Bowl under Nick Saban was an Alabama impressive victory. Auburn's not very good. Rivalry game, yes. On the road, yes. Auburn's a 6-6 football team. Auburn's a 500 football team. When was the last time Alabama in a big spot with something pretty major on the line played down to the competition? Not to say they can't have a clunker during the regular season. Guys look ahead. They look past. That's the old rat poison quote from Nick Saban. But man, when something's as focused as we beat our rivals in the Iron Bowl, we've got a college football playoff to play for, we've got a national championship to play for, the tide almost always rises to the occasion. On Saturday, they were lucky they didn't get blown out. On Saturday, offensively, they did nothing. They got shut out for 51 minutes. The Bama offense didn't get on the scoreboard until 8:40 was left in the game. Then needed a stroke of luck when Auburn basically could have run almost the entire clock out, and instead running back Tank Bigsby fighting for yardage, yes, but went out of bounds, stopping the clock, totally saved 40 seconds in a moment where Alabama couldn't spare 40 seconds. If Bigsby doesn't go out of bounds, Alabama loses that football game, 10-3. And what are you saying about Alabama on Monday? They lost a football game 10-3 against a 6-win Auburn squad? What? I don't see how the committee can look at what we saw on Saturday and say Bama stays put. Because then what you're basically saying is, if you lose, look, if Bama loses to Auburn, where do they slip? They're a two-loss team with two losses against unranked foes. A&M just got in at 25. They're 8-4. Auburn would be unranked, obviously. So you're talking about maybe one of the worst two-loss resumes. Your two losses being to nearly unranked teams. So that would have dropped Bama from 3 to 10, 11, 12. That's where the 10 and 2s are, between 8 and 15, 8 and 16. Here's what I don't like. In that Alabama, if you lose, you drop 7 spots. If you win, you stay put. And that's all that matters, the W or the L. You win, you stay put, you're 3. If you lose, you cascade and tumble out of the chase, way down. You know, I think that Alabama should be penalized for the way that it won. It was completely uninspired, and I know there was the late drive to tie things up, send it to overtime, and that was a nice job by Bryce Young, but overall, no Bama fan could feel happy about that. And it was an offense, again, that was shut out for 51 minutes. I think Bama should have dropped the 4, Cincinnati up to 3. Because Cincinnati had a challenge as well, and Cincinnati rose to the challenge. They dismantled a good ECU team. Nobody knows that East Carolina is very good, but East Carolina was the second or third best team in the American going into Saturday. And they dismantled them. And over the last 2 weeks, the thing that I've been banging on the Bearcats for much of the season, hey, you can't play down to the competition, is what I'm saying about Alabama. They did. And the Bearcats have not the last 2 weeks. They shattered a good SMU team. They dismantled a good ECU team. Those are two of the best 4 squads of the American. And now they're going to get the second best team in the American, Houston, in the conference championship game. If Cincinnati beats up on Houston by 21 points or so, they would have beaten the 3 best contenders of the American by 3 touchdowns or more in the last 3 weeks. That's what you wanted to see. That's what I wanted to see. I didn't want to see them futz around with Tulane or Tulsa or Navy. I wanted to see them show that they are measurably better than those opponents. Well, they finally did that the last 2 weeks, and I think they're going to do that on Saturday. And so that's where I think you reward a team. Hey, these are the best schools in your conference. Now show me how much better you are than them. Don't play down. And Alabama did. Yeah, rivalry game, fine. Road game, fine. Auburn's not good this year. Had they lost 10-3 and Bigsby stays in bounds, I mean, it's not even a question Alabama can't get into the college football playoff. Even had they beaten Georgia, it would have been a problem. A real problem. Now, if they lose to Georgia, but they're only a 2-loss team, you can't have them in that conversation. So my hope is that what Saturday did was eye-open the committee to, hey, this Alabama team is not a great Alabama team. It's not the Alabama. And when they lose to Georgia, then we don't even consider them as a 2-loss team. They're thrown out. This is not a great Bama team that happened to have 2 losses. This is a mediocre Bama edition. And hey, 10-2 for Bama, you know, that's 11-2 if they lose on Saturday. That's a good season for almost every other school in America. For Alabama, this is just an average edition. I think they should have dropped Bama to 4 to make it more tenuous for them and to show that Cincinnati has done its job the last 2 weeks. Ultimately, I'm not going crazy about this. I'd like to see Cincinnati in the playoff. Obviously, if they lose on Saturday, they don't belong in. But I believe that they'll win and they'll be in, and that all of the histrionics and the yelling and the stomping of the feet and the pounding of the fists will seem meaningless for the last 6 weeks when we get to Sunday and the Bearcats are in the playoff. I think what's also interesting is when you look at what the Final Four could be, let's just say Georgia wins, Michigan wins, Cincinnati wins, Oklahoma State wins. Those are your 4. Who does the committee want to see Cincinnati play? You know, because do they put them at 4 saying, okay, you made your way in, but you've got the stiffest test. You've got to play the undefeated Georgia Bulldogs. Or do they give Cincy a favor and put them at 3, Oklahoma State at 4, and say, okay, Georgia gets Oklahoma State. You know, if Cincy and Oklahoma State are right now neck and neck and they're 4-5 and they both win, the committee also wants to reward Georgia with the easiest opponent. Do they look at Cincy as a group of five as the easiest? Or Oklahoma State, because Okie State does have a loss on the season. I'm interested about that. Tomorrow tips off our 12 DAs of Christmas with our first four out. And so we're giving you little teasers from the year that was. Let's go back to March of this year. And in March, Mraz was told by the bosses that he had been selected in-house to do the Giants podcast for the company. Now, they have all these local podcasts for local teams in New York, and they pegged Mraz for this job. And this led to a lot of disappointment, anger, frustration from Giants insiders like Paul Dottino, who thought that he deserved it, calling Mraz a hot dog while he's the steak. Well, at this time, we were trying to come up with what the name of the podcast would be. Here's a potential candidate for the 12 DAs.
Honey, why do I see in our search engine Tittletales? Oh. I swear I was looking at YA Tittle stats. I just wanted to see ProFootballReference.com. Yeah, I didn't know how many Pro Bowls.
I spelled Tittle wrong. I didn't know how to clear the web browser. What do you mean? Your father doesn't know how to use the computer. I swear he's lying. He knows how to use it.
I'm just checking out the 1961 NFL championship game. I swear, Mom.
And knowing your dad, Y.A. Tittle probably is his porn.
Yeah, that's a good point. Y.A. Tittle might be my mother. I don't know.
That got real awkward real fast because Mraz was thinking about calling it Tittletown. We said that didn't sound like a football podcast. Ultimately, Mraz decided on Gee Whiz. And looking back now, 10 months later, are you happy with the decision or did something else come along that you wish you would have named it?
Nothing else has come along, though. I do have to say every week when I introduce it, it rolls off the tongue, but I kind of hate myself at the same time. So it might be one of those things that it's too late to ever go back. But I'm always going to hate that that's what got approved.
Why do you hate yourself?
Because it just, it's another example in my life of a reason people can't take me seriously. Because even something where I have serious, interesting thoughts and takes and I get great compliments on it, it just sounds like you picked it out of a shelf at Toys R Us. Oh, kids, you want the Gee Whiz? It's just such a cheesy, stupid name.
Because Dottino would have never chosen Gee Whiz as his podcast name.
No, he probably wouldn't have. But also, herein lies, I'm like the 13th Giants podcast to join in. The good names were taken. The company would have been sued.
So you were thinking Tittletales.
Yeah. And clearly Googling Tittletales would not have been fun for the whole family. And I understand that now in hindsight. There's only so many names you come up with the words blue and giant in. And they're all taken.
Well, we had thought that maybe you should have named it Sports Giant, right? That you're the Sports Giant?
Yeah, I think that's what led to the ho-ho-ho drop, exactly. But again, labeling it Sports Giant makes me feel like we're talking about other things. But again, what is Gee Whiz? What, we say Gee Whiz at the games? Why did I even come up with that?
Ho-ho-ho. Sports Giant.
When I'm in my 50s and I'm talking to a therapist, that podcast name is certainly going to come up.
The Giants lose again to Washington, 17-13. Gee whiz! We've got the recap coming up here next.
Giants. And when the company tweets it out, hey, in the latest episode of Gee Whiz, it's just, it makes me feel like I'm back in art class in school. I don't know. It's something about it. I should be wearing a smock. I'm gross.
It feels, it's supposed to be maybe whimsical, but it ends up feeling a little amateurish.
Yes. I'm almost better off going like the Washington football team route and just calling it the WFAN Giants podcast. Like,
yeah, right.
Call it what it is without being cute.
Because what are the other New York podcasts within the company?
The New York ones, I think one is like a Locked On Knicks, but Locked On Giants was taken elsewhere. I'd have to do the research, but like the Evan Roberts Nets podcast, you know? Would that have been stupid? The Mraz Giants podcast? I tried to be too kitschy and not basic, where maybe I just needed to be basic here.
Blue Heaven.
Yeah, I think that's taken. Blue Rush is taken. All these other stupid ones are taken. Talking Giants? How simple is that? That's taken.
Talking Giants?
Yeah, that's the number one Giants podcast. Think about that name, Talking Giants. It's all right there. It's not making you think of an aerosol can of cheese, I'll tell you that much.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When we come back, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah! Come on! Bring it in! Backing that ass up! Backing that ass up!
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
This Saturday on CBS, it's a matchup of epic proportions for the SEC Championship and a possible top spot in the college football playoff. Georgia takes on Alabama and will set the scene beginning at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, with the drive to Atlanta presented by Mercedes-Benz, followed by State Farm College Football Today. The SEC Championship is Saturday on CBS.
CBS Spectacular, yeah!
And on the coverage will be Jamie Erdahl, sideline reporter for the SEC on CBS. She's going to join us coming up here a half hour from now to talk Georgia, Alabama. The DA show, by the way, is available on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. That's free. Also, watch us on your phone at watchda.com. One of the 12 DAs of Christmas candidates is Mraz being embarrassed of the, quote, G-Wiz podcast title for his Giants podcast and us making fun of it. 12 DAs begins tomorrow with the first four out. Cap has listed all of the Giants podcast names. Mraz, I'm going to go through the Giants podcast names, and you tell me if you would swap theirs with G-Wiz and adopt theirs, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Let's do it.
Blue Rush.
Yes, I love the Blue Rush podcast. I think that's so simple and so perfect.
Big Blue Kickoff.
That feels as cheesy as Gee Whiz, so I'm out on that.
Too generic?
Too generic, yes. It sounds like a kid's soccer team.
Big Blue Banter.
I wouldn't love the name, but it's definitely better than mine.
So far, two for three. You would swap out Blue Rush or Big Blue Banter for G-Wiz.
Yes.
Breaking Big Blue.
Yeah, because it's a Breaking Bad playoff. Absolutely, I'd switch in a heartbeat.
Maybe just Breaking Blue. Breaking Big Blue?
Oh, do you think I could do Breaking Blue? Will I get away with that?
Sure.
Huh. Okay.
Might be that's better. Breaking Blue is better than G-Wiz.
Would the Breaking Big Blue people be unhappy if I went Breaking Blue? We'll see.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a little too close for them. Only a Giant.
Of course I would switch it, considering I pitched this name and had no idea it was already a podcast.
What's the reference?
Well, there was a song in the early 90s, late 80s. Basically, it was like a Giants pump-up song. You know, it was proud to be a New York Giant, only a Giant. And remember, Eli Manning ended his speech by saying, once a Giant? No, only a Giant.
Oh, so this was an Eli Manning reference after a song in the 90s?
Yes, exactly.
A Giants song in the 90s.
Yes, and Strahan also gave you an Only the Giant this week, Only a Giant this weekend when his number was retired. It's becoming a thing.
Oh, that guys spend their entire career with the Giants and are proud of that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all in with Art Stapleton.
Well, Art, I'll give him credit. He played off rhyming in with Stapleton, and all in was their saying in 2011. Here's the problem. I would not trade that in there because it just wouldn't work with my name.
Right.
G-Wiz is better.
Okay. How about jawing about the G-Men?
Too wordy, D.A. That's a miss. That would be a big miss if you gave it to us as a headline. It's a miss here. No way. G-Wiz is better.
Big Blue View.
Yes. Again, that's one of those, it's better, but not by much. But yeah, I would make the trade. I'd give up a six-rounder for it.
Bleeding Blue.
Love the Bleeding Blue. I think that's absolutely perfect. It's quick. It's alliteration. Yes, no doubt I change it.
Giant Take.
No. Sounds too much like First Take, and it sounds like I'm trying to be something. I'll stick with the cheesy G-Wiz.
And finally, perhaps my favorite, An Inconvenient Bluth.
So, I had no idea that this that this podcast existed. This was not one of the names I knew existed of Giants podcast. I have to look up who hosts this, but I love it. I probably would give up maybe the deed to my house to change with this name.
The Inconvenient Bluth?
It is so good. That is so, so good.
Bluth isn't a word.
But truth is, and it rhymes with truth. That is so up my alley. It's so up my alley that it makes me feel like I created it for them.
Oh, G-Wiz is much better than that one.
No, I disagree. You're saying bad trade if I trade a deed to the house.
A very bad trade.
With all due respect, and I'm all for smaller podcasts, people growing, people doing what they love. The hobby of talking about your favorite teams. How many downloads could 12 different All-Giants podcasts get? I mean, how many people
more
are
than
listening
mine.
to Giants podcasts? I mean, seriously, if the top ones get a couple of thousand downloads a week, tens of thousand downloads a week, I'm not sure. I mean, I can't imagine it's more than 20,000 downloads a week. The number one, what could numbers 7 through 12 get?
Exactly, especially for a bad team where people don't want to hear about them in general.
I mean, really?
Well, I could tell you, DNA, I've no problem hiding the numbers here. I am just looking at my most recent podcast from last week, 202 downloads a week later. And I am not high up that leaderboard. I'm trying like heck, but I'm not a top five podcast yet, and I'm getting 202. So know the top five got to get more than that.
And do you have any idea where you rank amongst the Giants podcasts?
I was told, and again, I could be way off and somebody could have just lied to me to get me out of asking, that I was in the top 10. But again, if there's 12.
12?
Super.
12, I'm in the first four out of Giant podcasts.
My God.
But I understand how that sounds.
There's 12 Jives podcasts, and the boss has told you you were in the top 10.
So, two ways to look at it. Top 10 or third from last. Which one do you want to go to? Right. So let's go with top 10.
Well, again, that could be six. I don't know. We'll see. But I know my most downloaded one this year happened after they beat the Saints. So the point is, when the team stinks, nobody wants to hear about it. People don't want to hear it on the radio, let alone go out of their way to click on a podcast.
And when they stink for the seventh or eighth year in a row, they really don't want to hear about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Let's just say you're seventh with 200 listens a week. What does 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 get? 12 listens a week?
196?
Four listens a week? I mean,
there's got to be 10 nut jobs who listen to all of them somehow.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, but that's saying a lot, because I certainly wouldn't, and you would think I'm one of the nut jobs.
Like I said, I admire the hustle. I admire just doing something for the love of it, not caring what the podcast numbers are. But it always strikes me like the podcast landscape is so cluttered. It is so stuffed. You can't even find anything that you would want. Like if you hoping to find a podcast that maybe was a super niche thing of something that you loved, you might never be able to even find it because there's no great way to search these things out. And then you get to one that you think you might like and you realize they haven't uploaded a new podcast since 2017. That there are 12 different groups of people that said, let's only talk about one of the five worst teams of the NFL and let's do it every single week. Every single week throughout the year are most of these.
Yes, and that's the thing. And it's painful. This season ends. I got to keep rolling. I got a contract for this thing, DA. What am I talking about in February? I'm going to bogus on? Like, what am I going to do?
Like, the one thing that you could do is separate yourself. I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just saying one of these 12 podcasts or all of the 12 podcasts. Like, when I got into this industry, it was, I can't be like everybody else because I'll never make it anywhere. I have to be different, which is why I like to put on display the eccentric side of my personality, my sense of humor, why I think I'm different, why this is a spaceship, why we play funk music, why we do things differently. We have a lot of bits. We have a lot of music. We have a lot of production because I never wanted this to sound the same. We're not just going to debate whether, Dak Prescott should be the starting quarterback of the Cowboys. That's obviously not much of a debate right now. But I'm just saying, like, we can't do that and stand out. If you're a Giants podcast, how do you think you're going to stand out amongst 12 different podcasts if all you do, you're just one of a million inconvenient Bluths? I mean, might as well.
That is horrible.
Take a game from the past and break it down. Take an old player. Just interview former players.
I like that idea for February.
X's and O's. Like you take the all 22s and like you find an angle that nobody else is talking about. But my guess is all they do is just take a bird's eye view of kicking around the same Giants crap.
So basically, and this is where I try to be different. All they do is either have somebody on who covers the team that's not already them covering the team, talking about the team, or somebody goes way nerdy on examining the film. I try to just be who I am. I'm the fan that's going to rant and rave, but then I'm also going to always try, this is my point, because people are beating over the head with negative, I'm going to do at least 5 minutes of this very short podcast every week on positive stuff around the team so people aren't beaten down with negative. But that's the only thing I can do right now to separate myself because it's all the same. I might do Mothership at the Movies with that Patton Oswalt movie where he's the big fan with Blue.
Good.
Big fan.
That would separate you. That would separate you.
Yeah. I've got an idea, Sean. And hear me out. Every week, every episode, you give a blue dip. So whatever it is, you make it blue and you eat it during the Giants game.
You know what? You might be onto something. I could do the football food of the week on this show and then transition into a dip of the week, like when Frasier spun off Cheers and I do the blue dip of the week. You might be onto that.
Right?
You should have a player interview you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure many would be interested in that.
Yes.
As they're running laps.
Or like every episode is named after a different food based on what the Giants did that week. Like this is a Salisbury steak game. And this
But herein lies the next problem. Am I ever going to get away from the food and me being together? Is there any avenue in my career that won't involve me being a fat ass?
What I love about this is that just hearing all these corny podcasts has Bilotti just beside himself. Like, there's nothing more frustrating for you than hearing all this.
Well, I'll tell you, my problem with it is I'm not a fan of oversaturation with anything in our business. And that is the pinnacle of oversaturation. I mean, we got to have some appeal to people. We got to, like, Sean's podcast should be, hey, this is like one of five or one of maybe two podcasts that are out there, and we really put the effort into it, you know, in general.
This is a little alarming as Kaplan sends me a link to a list from feedspot.com, the best 25 Giants podcast. Best 25, by the way, the best 25, with the title, You Can't Handle the Bluth. And then
come on.
The top 25 include Big Blue Kickoff Live by the Giants, Giants Interviews also by the Giants, Giants Huddle by the Giants. Now, these are for Giants fans. Big Blue View, Locked on Giants, Breaking Big Blue, The Giant Insider, Fireside Giants, Big Blue Banter, Talking Giants, Just Giants, Talking Big Blue with JQ, NY Giants Weekly, Talk is Cheap, a Giants podcast, The Shakedown Sports Talk Show, that's all about the Giants, NYG Giants Talk, Jawing About the G-Men, Only a Giant, The Inconvenient Bluth comes in at number 19. Bleeding Blue at 20, Giants Rewind with Carl Banks, 21, a New York Football Podcast, number 22, Blue Rush, number 23, Meraz's G-Wiz, and this was just updated last week, does not make the top 25.
Well, we don't know 24 or 25. It could be one of those two.
It does stop at 23, yeah. You're right. He does not make the top 23 for feedspot.com.
Two things. I think there's only 24 that exists, so I'm going to assume I made it. Number two, herein lies another problem I've had in talking to people. They are really trying to push our app, Odyssey, which I totally understand. And as a result, for some reason, I haven't been able to get an answer on this, they will not push my podcast to Spotify because they want the downloads on their app at Odyssey. All of these other ones are available at Spotify and these other great places. So I am basically handcuffed to the idea of you want exclusive content, you go to Odyssey and you get G Wiz. But it's making me come in at maybe 24 of a 24 round podcast.
Well, Carl Banks' podcast is in like the 20s. Yeah. What's going on there?
But that's pushed by the Giants. You can get that at those places. You can't find me on Spotify. At
now,
least you
Carl
couldn't.
Banks doing dips too. Maybe with you. That'd be great.
This website does give an email. If it says email is the type of podcast or blog, I might have to email him and say I exist.
That would be a great show. Carl Banks and Meraz doing dips.
Or Carl dipping Sean in something new every week.
Here's Meraz going into the chili.
Yeah, it's gravy for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Dipping with the Giants with Banks and Meraz.
Pumpkin spice
That's
latte this week.
That's a good name.
Or who are they playing? They're playing the Dolphins this weekend?
Yes.
So we could do, it should be themed for the opponent. So you could do like a saltwater dip this weekend or maybe some kind of Cuban soup.
Crab
kind of,
dip, yeah. Maybe,
yeah. Yeah. Some type of beans and rice in honor of Little
okay,
Havana.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're on to something, guys. All right, we're going to rethink this. We'll reshape the DA show and G-Wiz this January. We'll come out hot.
It's Deep Dipping with the Giants. Meraz and Carl Banks take you through the week of the Giants. Via dips. Bogue says our headline.
And they are sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you got to get stuff done. Pick up some today. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Having already missed 11 games injured, LeBron is now in COVID protocols. His multi-game absence starting last night in Sacramento. The Lakers down 9 at the half, so Frank Vogel did some yelling.
Today was one of those games. You know, we weren't given the necessary effort in transition defense. And, you know, and with our pick and roll coverages, you know, which we talked specifically about tightening the screws on, you know, all day. And it wasn't there in the first half. So, you know, sometimes you have to let them hear it.
The Lakers actually got down 14 in the third before surging past the Kings, 117-92. Anthony Davis, 25 points and 7 boards. Russell Westbrook, 23 points and 6 assists. The Suns fought off the Warriors, 104-96, for a 17-game win streak. And just the Dubs' third loss of the season, Steph Curry just 12 points, 3 of 14 from downtown. College hoops, Ohio State coming from 15 down in the second half to take down number one Duke, 71-66. Second-ranked Purdue cruising past FSU, 93-65. It is Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, and Cincinnati atop the latest college football playoff rankings. A fair amount of angst around the nation overnight over the Bearcats remaining behind the Tide despite Bama nearly losing at Auburn. The current MLB CBA expires at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, a lockout expected shortly thereafter, although the owners don't have to impose one immediately. It's their choice when to do it, but they think doing it will add urgency to negotiations. Players would only miss paychecks if this lasted into the regular season. NYCFC upsetting the New England Revolution on penalty kicks to reach the MLS Eastern Conference Final. The Revs had the best regular season in league history. And from the NHL, the Stars down the Hurricanes 4-1 for a 5-game win streak. The Red Wings a 2-1 win over the Bruins. That is the 3,000th victory in franchise history. And now, I think, maybe, he gets done.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Ahead of a rivalry game, it is commonplace to steal the other team's mascot.
This is 1954.
Sure. The Army-Navy game is now, or Saved by the Bell episode, the Army-Navy game is now 10 days away. So a few days ago, some West Point cadets went to a farm in Annapolis to nab Navy's goat. They had the right farm, but not the right goat. The current mascot is Bill, number 37, but he lives with his ancestors, so the cadets actually caught Bill, number 34, instead. All the Army has said is that Bill, number 34, is home safe. At least this wasn't like 2018 when an Air Force Falcon was injured during a prank. Yeah. Stealing mascots has technically been prohibited by the service academies since the early 90s.
Think about having something prohibited since the early 90s and still thinking it's getting a rise out of people and that these cadets are still doing it. Like, why don't we have other pranks? These people are really smart. I mean, if you go to West Point, you go to the Naval Academy, you've actually got to be a really bright individual. These are not lunkheads. Why is this the best they can do with pranks?
It's the old lions still play on Thanksgiving theory. DA, people are afraid to break tradition.
Well, what do you want them to do? Sink a battleship? This is the safe, easy way to do it.
Wait a second. You don't think there's anything in between stealing a goat, the same thing you've done every day since the 20s, and sinking a battleship? There's got to be a different way you can prank the opponent.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do? Like, when they're sleeping, sneak in and put shaving cream in their hand and tickle their nose so they smack it with their face? Come on.
These are not the only pranks ever, Bogues. I mean, not every prank
got
comes from a 1980s college film. I mean, there's got to be other things that people can do.
Chili pepper in their socks, I think, will be good.
Play the G-Wiz podcast.
This is on loop at West Point.
That wasn't right.
During practice.
Yeah. Hijack the speaker system.
Or Inconvenient Bluth. Play that one.
At the mess hall, all you'll hear is "You can't handle the Bluth" on loop. I don't know. This is just so tired. You're still stealing mascots? Like you said, it's a Stay by the Bell episode. I mean, can't you graduate past the same prank that Zach and AC pulled off against Hill Valley?
It's a good prank.
When we come back on the DA show, we've got an awesome story of fat fingering into the Bucks locker room. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
$5,000. Nothing new. What was your last contract? $1.5 million now? Now it's $5,000. $5,000 is a lot of money.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A lot of money.
Happy Wednesday. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your need. That's what makes America's number one battery destination, AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. This is such a cool story. A high school basketball team in Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan, actually, so outside of Detroit where the old Silver Dome was, were in the middle of a group chat. This is a high school basketball team, and they were trying to add all the players to the team. Now, one of the players had his number put into the group chat incorrectly, one digit off. That team started texting one another, and the wrong number asked, hey, am I supposed to be on this chat? And all the kids were like, yeah, isn't this so-and-so? And he's like, nah, actually, this is Sean Murphy Bunting. Now, Sean Murphy Bunting is a member of the Buccaneers. He's a corner and a Michigan native, so he has the same area code. And the kids were like, oh, come on, no, you're just playing with us, playing with us. He's like, no, seriously. So he FaceTimes them. He's like, hey, guys. And so Sean Murphy Bunting, corner of the Bucs and Michigan native, is talking to a high school basketball team. They're just like chatting amongst themselves on FaceTime. The kids are floored. He's in the Buccaneers locker room. He begins passing the phone around. Gronk hops on. Leonard Fournette hops on. Leonard Fournette starts going around the room to Mike Evans, Lavonte Davis, Richard Sherman, etc., and shows them all these guys in the locker room. Ultimately, the teams are like, oh my God, is Tom Brady around? And sure enough, Brady hops on the FaceTime with them and ends up talking to them, and they're all going crazy. And after about 30 minutes, finally, the Bucks were like, all right, hope you guys have a great one. And Murphy Bunting hopped back on the phone and was like, hey, ball out, boys. Ball out this season. Well, the parent of one of the high schoolers started Facebooking this and writing all about this. Actually, I think he put it on Twitter. And sure enough, there are screenshots of the kids just melting down as all of the Bucks are on FaceTime with one another. So this is just so cool. Great job by the Bucks. Great job by Sean Murphy Bunting to not be too cool for school and to actually, you know, go around the locker room and help out, you know, getting all these guys involved. And good on, you know, Tom Brady just being able to talk like a normal human being and not like an immortal quarterback. I love this story. This was so cool. Great job by everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.